And welcome back to the NLP of Money recordings. My name is Mr. 2020. You can find out more about these recordings at innercircleproducts.com. And a lot more good stuff there, too. Anyway, let's dive in. We're going to talk about relating with money, relating in money, relating to money, versus having an involvement. Now, in a relationship, when the two come together, a third is born. In a mastermind, two or more minds working actively together in perfect harmony creates a mastermind, something much bigger. When the two come together and are joined as husband and wife, something magical happens. There's a relationship versus an involvement. In an involvement, things get personal. In a relationship, we relate. It's not I, you, you, I. The you and the I both still exist. But we're not just involved in each other's lives. It's not that I'm involved in your life and you're involved in mine. That's more like an involvement. Relating involves an I and a you being able to be in us. Now, part of the request here is a couple statements that show up. I just want to explore some of these. Them, always me, they make more than me, kind of bits. They got lucky. I'm frequently in the wrong place. I am frequently in the wrong place. It's like there's an involvement there. It's funny, I've got two requests for additional recordings, and they both have some involvement kind of language in there. And so that's where we want to play today. By the way, so if we had money, we'd give money, right? And most of the wealthy people I know, and whenever I am wealthy, I give. I've got a wealth of knowledge. And I'm choosing to give and give and give with this project, not just one tiny recording, but really go the extra mile with any questions or continuing emails that show up. I keep working them into the additional recordings. Now, one of the things that I want to toss into the mix here is Tiger Airways. My one buddy, multi-millionaire guy, he flies Tiger Airways in Australia. And he talks to me about it. He basically says, look, you know, you can fly up here and, you know, hang out with me for the weekend, do what you got to do, and your return flight's a penny if you fly back at 6 in the morning. I flew both ways for next to nothing. And he says, I do this all the time. He amps up when he talks about it. He says, I do this all the time. Really cool. So he's not throwing money around, but he has money to spend on whatever he wants. And here's part of the bits that I want to toss out. Not only him, but there's another buddy of mine. We'll call him Sammy. Sammy is the same way. We go out to lunch. He invites me out to lunch. And I say, okay, let's split the bill. And he goes, oh, okay. Well, I was going to buy it for you, but since you offered. My guy in Oz, the Tiger Airways fella, I might get him to do an interview for this. We'll see if I can pull that off, see if he's busy or not. It is the holidays, you know. So he tells me one day, he goes, you know what? If they want to buy me a steak, I let them buy me a steak. I let them give to me. And we have a big conversation around this. I let people give to me. I let the markets give to me. I let you give to me. And I freely give. But what's interesting, from what I can tell, he doesn't toss money around. What he tosses around is what he values more, which is how to make it, which is how to handle yourself once you've made it, which is how to grow personally while you make it. And so literally what he values more than money is what he gives away. And so I want to start there because it's about relating. Part of what he values is not just his knowledge, but people running with his knowledge and developing with his knowledge. Part of what my other buddy, Sammy, he enjoys. He's telling me, I use the rule of three. What I do is I take three resources and combine them. He's a well-known author. And what he does is he basically takes at least three resources, combines them, makes his own projects. But by the way, he does this with stuff he's not an expert in. He finds a hungry market. He notices, for example, there's a ton of people out there that need or want information on credit reports and repairing your credit. And so he gets at least three really good resources and goes through them all, combines them, outsources getting someone to edit it down to its final version. basically he spends like 100, 200 hours basically combining three other experts' stuff. And, yeah, we'll call it research. He pays someone to edit it down pretty quick from the Philippines. And the next thing you know, Sammy's got a best-selling product. And he knows nothing about it. And he can give talks about it by reading his product off of slides. I don't really like his way of doing it. But I'll share it with you because he does some interesting things. One, he finds a hungry market. Two, he uses the rule of three, combines three resources, and then outsources the final editing down to create something that is of value to people. And you know what? Even though I don't agree with the way he does things, he changes lives. So, interesting. And Sammy doesn't spend a dime if he doesn't have to. And my other guy, he doesn't just toss money around. He's pretty, I want to say frugal with it. But let's go from frugal to focused. What if you get focused with your money? What if you get focused with your time? What if you get focused with, you know, so my one buddy, the Forex trader, when he tells me when I'm semi-on, I trade one way. When I'm fully on, I trade this way. And he shows me another way to trade. And when I'm fully on, I trade this way. And he gets that same amount of energy as, you know what? I got a round trip ticket. My way back only cost me a penny. It was great. And that's what he does for me. Because I tell him, I said, look, I got to make so much money to make it worth my while to fly to someplace. And he goes, well, this is how you do it. This is how you bounce in and out of the country and you save. It's really good stuff. And so what we want to notice is how do we relate with money versus how do we get involved? With involvement, it's personal. I, you, them, me, they got lucky. I missed out. I want to give. Versus we all get to grow. You know, these are tiny little bits, but I find it fascinating. Because almost every very wealthy person I know, they don't give away money. They don't squander money. They understand money represents value, and what they give away, what they share, is of more value. Their time, their expertise, their capacities, their connections, their systems. I think of Sammy. He shares with me his rule of three. And that you always do it in front of a hungry market. No matter how passionate you are about something, this is one of my mistakes. I've been very passionate about some things. But if the market isn't hungry, I'm not going to be fed. And so I get to learn from Sammy. I don't necessarily like the way he does it. And I'll tell you that. Because something I notice again with Sammy and my Forex buddy, they both tell you how they see it. They'll often wait until you ask, and I think that's just courteous, because they tell you how they see it. So there's another tiny bit. If you want to get involved with other people, you know, I'm at the supermarket one day, I'm at the Safeway, and this lady comes up and starts telling me something. And I'll be honest, I could have cared less. She's basically telling me, she's correcting me. In other words, she's trying to get involved with my business. On the other hand, if she would have walked up and said, no matter what, it would have been an involvement because of her approach. Versus relating. I'm with a couple of my friends one night, and one of them says to a mentor of ours, what do I need to work on? And he says, since you asked, I'll tell you. And it goes around. What do I need to work on? Well, since you asked, I'll tell you. And this is how you two relate. And then suddenly shifts start to happen. It's a tiny little bit, but there's a totally different attitude about relating versus involvement. It's sort of like with the approach on an aircraft. I've been living on airplanes, it feels like. You know, I flew from Oz to the U.S., from California to Pennsylvania, from Pennsylvania to Tampa, and then I go from Tampa, Pennsylvania, Tampa, and then eventually back to Oz. So I feel like I'm living on aircrafts. But one of the things that I notice is, you know, we can be flying in one direction, but we have to get the right angle of approach to land on the runway because of the way a plane lands. So our angle of approach to life, you know, again, I think about the most wealthy people I know. They let people give to them when it comes to a meal, when it comes to a course or training, They let people give to them. And two, they're not afraid to ask for money. Because they understand money just represents value. In other words, I know I've got something of value, and I want to share it with you. I'm going to dive around here a little bit because this is weaving two people together here. In Forex trading, one of the things that I notice is if the market's trending, I get to contribute to the trend by getting in the market. In other words, there's a committed market, so I commit to it. And so commitment goes up. That's one of the ways that I notice if the market's committed and I commit to a committed market, the market stays committed a little bit longer, I take my little bits and get out. On the other hand, if the market's indecision, if the market is indecisive, and I try to be decisive, I'm getting involved with it. I can relate to a market that's committed, I can commit to it. If the market's indecisive, if the market is indecision, there's more of an involvement there. Yeah, I'm almost trying to, you know, push it or predict it or something. Think about relationships. If we got to push the person or predict what they're going to do or try to predict what they're going to do, you know, it's almost like, it's almost abusive. And trading can be that way. Life can be that way. On the other hand, if we decide, you know what, I'm going to commit to the committed, we're going to commit together. I commit to this project. You know, I send out the email, and with the email, I basically, you know, as far as I can tell, I'm committed to really not over-delivering, but delivering to the max. Over-delivering almost sounds like I'm sacrificing. I'm not. I'm learning a tremendous amount through this, and it's helping me organize some bits. And I assume you are as well. I'm getting some great feedback, and I'm thankful for that. Feedback really, really gives to me. So as I play and as I share, and as you ask questions and share what you got, again, I notice how two people can have some overlap. I notice how a small group can have some overlap. And, you know, literally we can be involved in each other's lives, or we can really have relationships. And so one of the things that I haven't touched on is really, in a way, the difference between a relationship and an involvement. And you can begin to infer those out of the way that the conversation, the way the share has been going here. You know, relating to money? Gosh, you know, where I have to spend it to get from here to there, okay, I focus on it one way. If I can get that one penny round trip bit, that's cool. On the other hand, that gives me, instead of spending an extra $200 on a round-trip ticket and flying out 4 hours later, you know, I get up a little bit early. So what? My host gets up a little bit early to take me to the airport. So what? Who cares? But it's quite delightful because, any time you have contact with another human being, whether it's through our emails, whether it's through these recordings, we can be involved or we can actually relate to each other. Whenever he says to me, you can fly back at 6 in the morning, I'll take you to the airport. Cool. Well, 6 in the morning, another time, he says, man, I'm real tempted just to get you a taxi. Yeah, I'll pay for it and send you on your way. But he goes, no, I'll take you. That'd be fun. You know, we get to share those bits. You know, literally, there's more contact. It's not just about the content if we're relating. It's about the contact. Involvement's more about the content. Oh, you won this time. I won this time. You didn't put the something into something. Well, I did this. I picked up my socks 6 times. You only picked up your socks 4 times. That gets crazy. Involvements get crazy. And on the other hand, relationships are beautiful. And so we just get to play with some of those bits. Some other stuff that I'm noticing in the emails for the two folks that I'm working with on this one. One, always, every, never. Gosh, those are the deletion bits. Anytime we're using always, every, or never, even if we're not saying them out loud, we start deleting a lot of data. If I go, you know what, always on the markets, when this happens, that happens. Well, not really. There's a tendency for that to happen. And to up the odds, I get to look at some more data. You know, we have tendencies in life. I have tendencies, you have tendencies, markets have tendencies. And I don't just mean the Forex market, But I'm staying with my friends Pam and Dell right now in Florida, doing some training and stuff down here. And one of the things that I notice is we're kicking around how they make money and how they make more money and how to help them make more money, because we all can make more money. It's fun. And one of the things that we notice as well, again, this comes back to the whole Tim Ferriss bit. What do we do with our time once money's not an issue? And I think it's interesting, because when money's not an issue, we have more free time. You know, all the time I hear people talk about money. And when it comes to money, people are always talking about time. You either have one or the other. And what happens whenever you stop having that double bind in your life? Again, an involvement tends to involve a double bind. In other words, we're going to have a lose-lose situation. Let's pick the terms. Versus, you know what? We get to grow together. We get to grow together. We get to grow together as far as closer. And we get to grow at the same time, together. In other words, as individuals. In a relationship, the two people grow. In an involvement, well, you know, it's like, yeah, we sort of grew apart, that kind of bit. One of them got stagnant, the other one, yeah, or we just grew in different directions, whatever. So we get to explore these bits. And again, when it comes to money, I'm bouncing around, I'm using some metaphors here, just talking some stories and leaving things really open-ended for you. Because really, when it comes to money, yeah, I did a little exercise for a client. I made some custom videos. Yeah, one guy writes me and he says, "You ever think about doing custom videos?" And I said, "Yeah, they'll cost a little more because I have to actually brush my teeth and comb my hair. You know, I've got a few hairs left." So I told him it'll cost a little bit more. But yeah, I'm interested. Let's do it. And so we did a little exercise. And we did it for a very different purpose than what I'm going to share here. But this is pretty good. So what I want you to do to loosen up your mind, and to loosen your mind up, those are two different sentences. They process differently. To loosen your mind up. Okay, up accesses when you look up, good things happen. They really do. Things are looking up. It's not just language, it's neurology. So to loosen your mind up, what I want you to do is to take the yellow pages and open it up and pick a word or a category, like dentists, open up another one and find a word, like cars, and open up and find another word, like plumbers. And what I want you to do is combine the three in all sorts of weird and interesting ways and just have some fun and make up some stories about the three and figure out what market, I mean, what could you sell to those three? How could you hook those? By the way, just do the craziest thing with these three little bits. And I'm going back to my friend Sammy in a way. What we want to do is combine three. Combining two is easy. Combining three means there's a variable. And it's just like, yeah, combining three is a hoot. Yeah, it's... I'm sort of stalling here, I apologize. Yeah, I'm trying to get to a point, and I should just be spiraling around a little bit, so let me just back off and spiral a little bit. Combine three things, okay? By the way, we go to the thrift stores, and one of the Pam and Dale's businesses, when they're in the off-season, is they go to thrift stores, and they buy stuff, and they sell it online and stuff. When you're at the thrift store, again, you can, you learn to look at things differently. You know, literally, you know, by the way, one of the things that I've noticed here in the States, blue jeans are very inexpensive. So I just might bring some extra blue jeans back to Oz. I can sell them, I can give them away, I can wear them. That's the beautiful bit. I can sell them, I can give them away, I can wear them. There's three. Why would I take extra blue jeans back to Oz? Why not? There's three bits. If you can find three reasons why you want to get in a specific trade, good on you. If you can find three ways to save money today, and not just save it. What if, you know, again, what if it wasn't about being frugal? What if it was about being focused? In other words, instead of spending $200 on an airplane ticket that'll basically just get me at the airport 2 hours later, I go to the airport 2 hours earlier, I have an extra $200, and with that I buy something that I will have for a lifetime. There's the tiny little bits. We get to play with those. And again, finally, just bouncing back. Again, money has no value. Money, to both of the men that I've talked about today, doesn't even exist. But what they really love doing is exchanging value. Again, what's really valuable? Knowledge, expertise, ability. What represents value? Money. So And what also is valuable is time. In, what is today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 3 days, 2 days if you're in Oz, my girlfriend shows up here. How cool is that? We get to continue our adventure in person. That's a lovely gift for me. What's it worth? It's priceless. Is it costing us some money? Sure. But I tell you what, the time, it's so valuable. It's worth much more than the money. When it comes to life, you know, we tend to put real tremendous value on money. And then we hold our breath, and then we fight with people that we love, and all this crap. Versus if we just step back a tiny little bit and go, okay, cool. Play with a lot of the concepts that we've shared in these recordings so far. And just keep it simple. Lighten up. Combine three things. Notice the major trends in life. By the way, we've got major trends, we've got minor trends, we've got turning points. Not just in Forex, but in life. The major trend, one of the major trends in my life is giving. Another major trend in my life is love. And from what I can tell and from what I'm told, it shows up. Some of the minor trends in my life, God, the minor trends are just fascinating. The minor trends, by the way, a minor trend can go with the major trend, or the minor trend can go up, almost looking against the major trend. In my life, I get to explore minor trends. And the minor trends include business, product, and email. You know, I get orders. I got an order in the middle of the night. I'm up checking on some bits because I didn't sleep. I was awake, so I woke up and I saw there were two little orders that came in, little tiny orders for some of the little bits on innercircleproducts.com. But I still send out my personal emails. Hey, thank you. Yeah, and I mean it. Thank you. That's cool. Here's your download links. I noticed you ordered a couple things this week. Here's a bonus for you. Take it. Have some fun. And one of the key things is we've got the major trends. Love, honesty, integrity, giving. We've got minor trends, which involve being given to. Emails, little tiny bits like these extra recordings here. And then we have turning points. You never know where a turning point is. And oftentimes when I say to people, they say, yep, I'm in a relationship. I say, yep, things will change. It's funny because we've got a tendency in our culture because of programming. If you say the word change, things will change. People tend to go toward negative, which is fascinating. But just like in the Forex markets, what is an apparent challenge can often be something that really contributes to the relationship. If you have a challenge with money, that changes how you... there's an opportunity right in front of you to notice, here's some areas in my life where I can grow. Because you're real. You represent... No. You are value. Money represents value. As you grow, I'd love to say you'll make more money. Hey, as I grow, I make more money, and I make less money sometimes. And to be honest, more money's fun. But when I grow, and I share my growth, and other people grow, the world is definitely a better place. And if I have $2 in my wallet or $200 in my wallet, I prefer $200. I imagine you do as well. But I get to go, you know what? What do I value more than money? You. What do I value more than money? Life. Love. What do I value more than money? Well, as I remember, the richest people I know, and one of them being Joe Sugarman, he's the blue blocker guy, you can Google him, he's a wonderful man. Joe says, whatever you focus on in your life expands. So focus on love, focus on acceptance, focus on willingness, focus on doing what it takes, focus on growing. You know, I get to focus on growing up while retaining innocence and trust as a child, while really exploring innocence and trust, learning how to share even more from the heart. You know, it's funny. Let me just close with this. I'm looking at some of my old products because I'm sticking them up on Amazon, some of my old DVD bits, and some of them are just archaic. I mean, I look at them, it's like, my God, I'm almost embarrassed about them. But they served a market, and they made me some money. and they contributed to lives. And so I look at them and I go, even though that's not where I'm at this point, just some of my old crap, it's good stuff. And so I'm prepping the DVDs right now to shoot them to Amazon so Amazon can distribute them and just send me checks. That's nice. I get to get paid for where I was, and I can get to get paid for where I'm going. And so do you. Yeah, I won't make a lot of money based on where I was, but it'll support where I'm going. Where you was will support where you're going. It doesn't determine where you're going, but it can support where you're going. If I get an extra 100, 200 bucks a month from Amazon, I can toss that in my Forex account, or I can use it to support my web servers, or whatever. Where you was supports where you're going. It doesn't determine it. And that's another bit that we needed to put in this one. So I thank you for your time today. I thank you for listening, for playing, for sharing. My name is Mr. 2020, and I hope you have a wonderful day. See ya.